The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our football been in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 21 September 2015. And if it's Monday, that means Ron McDonald is riding shotgun. That's not a politically correct term.
Do you have your store up?
Yes.
When did that go up?
Last week.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Yeah, and there's just a template up there because we don't have a whole lot of products, basically water stuff. For right now, and when you look at the store, that's all you're going to see. It's just water stuff. It's not been.
And what about the bills? I know you were pleading last week. Did you meet your?
No.
Oh, you didn't.
No. Still need roughly $3,500 for grand.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you got to let the people know, John.
We just did.
Okay.
We just did. Sherry in Kansas. You've been holding forever. Hello, Sherry.
Good morning, John. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I was just going to say, where are you calling from?
Ron, do you still operate as the agent for the entity created by your birth certificate?
Do I still what?
Operate as the agent?
As the agent? For the birth certificate itself, or see, I already in the book I already addressed that that you can see one birth certificate that actually is from the Department of Commerce, and if you respect that birth certificate as being yours, and I don't respect a birth certificate as being mine, you are then property of, and whatever they do with it at that point, it is international. It's an international certificate. The thing owned in that certificate is the name of the baby. And since it's Department of Commerce, they own the baby in that. It's just like a gold certificate. What's the subject matter of the gold certificate? It's the gold that is owned in, not any longer, but that's the subject, is the gold somewhere.
Yeah.
It's merely a receipt for the child right now.
Well, I don't think they can actually, and I got to go back and reread your book because I didn't pick that up when I read it. But I kind of agree with something I've been hearing on Clint's show that, you know, they get you to operate in commerce under that name, and that's their gotcha. And
well, they don't get you to operate in commerce. You become a commercial instrument at that point. Again, you're a debtor. Again, you're the property of the United States federal government by the 14th Amendment citizenry. They tell you right to your face, you're a United States citizen. We created you. That's what they're telling you.
So if I want to go reverse my voter registration, should I do a revoke and rescind, or
Sherry,
all these contracts that I have, do you need to do a revoke and rescind, or can you just not sign up again?
Sherry, let me ask you the question, because you're driving towards something here. I just don't know what expressway and what exit you're going to get off at. What you're after is, okay, can I register to vote with doing away with what my birth certificate says?
No, I don't think it's going to do us any good to vote, John.
Okay.
It's a joke.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, that's what I was looking for. But your question was to Ron, are you still operating underneath that birth certificate or are you not? Is that a correct?
Well, I'm not in a position to completely back out of everything.
Nobody is.
You know, especially not you, not in running a business, but you know, there are certain things. I mean, I can at least back out of my voter registration.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've decided.
Well, see, you're already committed to it. You're saying my voter's registration.
Okay.
It's not my driver's
license. I am
license.
Not that person on the birth certificate.
Yeah.
Right.
You're not that person. When you say my license, you know, they're going to take my license. You already admitted who you are. It's like the first thing that they ask you in a court of law on a criminal case is, do you give up your rights? Let's see, what is it? Do you give up the right of time, you know, for trial by jury or anything like that? They'll ask you. And what they're really asking you, are you a member of the constitutional 14th Amendment society? That's really what they're asking you.
But
if you want your constitutional rights, you cannot claim your God-given rights.
I agree. I agree
and
with
that's
that.
That's what a driver's license is.
Yeah. Well,
that's
if you...
That's what the voting registry... It's all the same. A voter is a person who. A driver is a person who. A taxpayer is a person who. They all start out the same. The person. It's a veil.
And you can't really... You can't really be that birth certificate,
no,
can you?
No, and they know that.
And that, technically, you're participating in the fraud? Would you agree with that?
You're not participating in it. Ignorance is not participation. It's being taken advantage of.
Okay. My other thing on the economy you've been talking about, John.
Yes.
If they wouldn't have bailed out the banks, but Congress could have just put that same amount of money into the economy, like you said, like the United States notes, and given it to people, the banks would have eventually got it anyway. But at least people would have been able to get, some people would have been able to get out of some of their debts. But no, the banks had to have the property too.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Sherry,
bye.
Thank you. Ron, I think I know where she was going. Did that?
I kind of thought I knew where she was going. You know, kind of. But yet I couldn't, I don't know really what she really wanted.
Well, we were working at a disadvantage. People do that to me all the time. Because I own the network, they think that I listen to every word on every show. Because it's mine, and I should know that. So when they bring up something they heard on another show, if I don't have all the background on that, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, I thought she was going to reveal something that she's already been involved in, like a procedure now, you know.
Yeah.
And that I should be doing that, or people should be doing that. That's what I thought she was going to do, but I don't know.
And my argument about that is, you know, I look at it this way. You're on the RMS Titanic on April 12th before you hit an iceberg. Who are the people that should be in the lifeboats versus who are the ones that get that little flotation device that is only going to keep your dead body afloat because 10 minutes after you hit that water, you're going to be dead.
Yeah.
And this was my big deal with Peter Nice for all these years. And yeah, I understand that people want to get out of the system. They want to get out of the way. And they want to break the supposed jurisdiction that allows these people to come after you. And I get that. I understand that. Self-preservation is one of our highest motivating factors. You know, fight or flight. That's the first thing when confronted with something dangerous. You have a choice, and your mind processes that real quick. If I'm in mortal danger and I don't have time to boogie, then I got to fight. But if I have time to assess it and let me move myself out of the way of this juggernaut so I don't get bent up and banged up and dead, I get that. But my problem with Peter was I always would make the statement, you know, for a person to extricate themselves from that system, you know, double plus good. In this Orwellian world, good. But the problem is it does not fix the problem itself. The problem remains, and it victimizes millions of other people. You know, I mean, I don't want any special dispensation. I don't want any special privilege. I don't want anything. I just want to be left the hell alone. I want to have a sane government with sane law again. And from what we've been talking about all these years, unless you come up with a better one, it's called the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're pretty much agreed on that, but people still want to get out of the way of this, but it's only for their personal safety. Whereas my vision is for a whole country and the succeeding generations yet to come. You know, I'm not into putting on one of these Band-Aids, because you know what? Depends on how big the wound is. You've had one of those Band-Aid boxes. You open it up and you get a little variety. You get those little itty-bitty tiny ones, which I never could figure out a use for. And then
for your grandkids.
And then you have bigger bandages, and just in case the boo-boo's big enough, you got the big square bandages, and, well, that's fine. But this is a boo-boo that I don't give a damn what you do. You're not going to ever see a healing process. It's never going to be right.
See, I'm in total agreement with you. Some of these things that are out there, try this, and you can get yourself out. That's not an American resolution to what the real problem is. It leaves everyone else out there in the dark, but it might save you.
Yeah, and that's the one thing I always objected to. You know, going back to how things would be twisted, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, or the one. You know,
and my wins, and I've never lost a case, my wins always deal with the truth. I'm not going to shy away from it. I'm not going to sidestep it and play games with it. I built them right with the truth, you know, where the foundational issues are. Their office cannot exist with certain things involved in it. You know, the whole gamut of things. So I'm out for saving the country, not out for saving my own skin. My skin will be saved if I save the country's skin, you know.
Boy, that's a novel approach to this. Let's fix the problem so I can survive. Not, let me see if I can survive and country be damned. Maybe it'll get fixed later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got you there.
Well, we do have a good chance at it. We really do have a good chance at it. And we should have been, as a country, we should have, and it, you know, you opened the show with the racial thing. And we should have, as a country, already gone past that and gone together as a acting in concert group of Americans to stop the bleed of this country from those in power.
Well, but we've instituted, unofficially, we've instituted communism. We've introduced Marxism and socialism into our country.
Yeah, I don't know what you call all these things together, because there's a lot of things in play here.
It's screwed up is what it is.
Yes.
Give it a name. Give it a name. But that's why I'm saying I don't give a damn if it's Black Lives Matter. I don't care if it's this little group or this little NGO group or people that want democracy now or whatever the case may be. I think we should just strike at the root and just start calling them what they are.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is people will point out, well, it's the corporations, or it's this, or it's the bankers, or it's this. And the real issue is it's not following those principles that were given and dictated to the government. That's the problem.
Oh, but Ron, now we have a government that dictates to us how times have changed.
Yes. Yes. Well, I've said it before. We were once called the majestic people of the United States. Do you feel majestic today?
I feel like a peacock with all of his tail feathers plucked out. I look like a scrawny little bird, flightless, running around doing absolutely nothing. I don't even look good while I'm doing it anymore. Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
I'll get right to the point. On your station, West Virginia, as a state, is petitioning against the International Immunities Act. They said that their state had never adopted it. Are you familiar with that? That was Jim Deegan.
No. No, Betty, I'm not.
Okay, well, I wasn't looking. Somehow, for all these years, have thought the UN treaty had been adopted by two-thirds of the Senate. Well, I sure don't find anything like that anyplace. And so we're not in it, because it has to go through two-thirds of the senators. And this is the same thing. Who cares whether or not that was the one station, and they didn't consent to it?
Mike, can you pull her down? Her phone is really noisy. She's, I think, breathing into the mouthpiece. Hold on here a second, Betty. I don't know that we ever officially adopted anything from the United Nations. Ron, this thing has just been put out there. They tried back in 1920-21 with the League of Nations, the bankers' wars that they started. We got to have peace, and yeah, they bring us peace. They bring you the chaos, and then they're going to bring you the peace. Well, people didn't want the United Nations. They wanted state sovereignty or their own country sovereignty. So we did World War I Part II. Now, have you people had enough? Do you want world peace? You know, do you want world getting along with each other? Okay, now here's our chance. So the United Nations got built. It's planted right on our soil. But I don't know, Ron, if we officially adopted anything from the United Nations.
I don't either. I know it was first in San Francisco. And I don't understand. First of all, I don't understand why there'd be any seceding of property for a United Nations anywhere in America. It doesn't fit the fundamental principles.
No, well, there's so many things that don't fit. I think we'd be better off counting the ones that do. It'd be a much shorter list.
We can use five fingers on that one.
Yeah.
We never got in, so we don't have to worry about getting out.
Well, but the problem is...
put treason on our people who support it.
Betty. But they've been doing it for some...
70 years.
Yeah. Yes, they've been doing it for a long time. So, you know, a complete and general disarmament in a peaceful world. Kennedy signed that document, 7277. Now, is it in force or is it not? Well, the blueprint for that is certainly still being used, but where's the validity in law? Because as a sovereign country, you could look at the United Nations or any other group of people, organization, and go, you know what? I don't want to play. I'm not coming to your party.
Absolutely. And so I'll say goodbye, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Betty. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, the only thing that, that's been done so far has been done by way of treaty, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. She comes up with some interesting stuff.
Yeah, certainly.
Thank you, Betty. Renee in North Carolina. Hello, Renee.
Well, Ron, you may even want to write a book on this. I may be giving you a third book idea. Because I don't know who wouldn't find this interesting. I have discovered a new secret group. Not the CFR, Trilateral, Bilderberg, Skull and Bones. It's one I would bet over 90% of you have never heard of. And remember, a false friend is more dangerous than an open enemy. Now, this is a secret group. The membership list is pretty much hidden. But some of it has leaked out.
Okay, all right, Renee. I'm going to have to put your secret revealing in abeyance here for about 3 minutes.
Okay,
hold on. Clinton, Texas, you're up next. 800-313-9443. Just dropped in to see what condition my condition's in. How's your condition, Ron?
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, PureFect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureFectFilters.com. That's PureFectFilters.com.
All right, we're back. Go ahead, Renee.
Okay. Now, this is a group that is comprised of, that's why it cleared things up for me. On the secret list, not only do you find some of the most rich and powerful establishment people, but also people from alternative media. That's why they keep the list secret, okay?
Okay.
This is juicy. John, you're going to find out. Apparently, you're not connected. That's why you're having so much financial trouble, okay? The thing is, when you confront some people about this, they poo-poo it as a liberal conspiracy theory. But the thing is, when you investigate these people, this group, Google and YouTube this, folks, the Council for National Policy. Now, they try to poo-poo it as almost like some kind of supper club, but why would you name it the Council for National Policy? This group is comprised of Zionist Christians, Masons, Dominionists, Christian Reconstructionists. And if people don't know what Dominionists and Christian Reconstructionists are, they want the United States, forget that Constitution and Bill of Rights, they want an Old Testament Christian theocracy. These people are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and that's why they're flying under the radar so much. And when you do find the list, SourceWatch has one, there are some others, when you Google like Council for National Policy list, And you will find that people like that Blackwater guy, the Mooney guy, the Skousens, Gary North, Larry Pratt, that John McCain. Now, Suzanne Posel says Rand Paul is a member. And the thing is, there is a mixture of some of the wealthiest people in the establishment, but there's also alternative media people.
Like who?
And there are tapes online where some people have called into a well-known fathead on the other network where he was confronted about this, and he was very nervous, and he poo-pooed it as like, oh, that's kind of like nothing and stuff. Nothing, my behind. Why, if they're nothing, do they try to stay so secret? Come on, John, you ever heard of this group?
Yeah, I did, and it had to do back in 07. And I asked Phyllis Schlafly. I was at a function that she was there.
She's in it. So is Monteith and his wife.
Yeah.
LaHaye.
Yeah. And
Coors, Hunt.
Yeah. Okay. Go
ahead.
Thank you. And I'd ask her, the conversation started. I said, why didn't you back Ron Paul? And she gave me a nonsensical response to that. And at the time, at that convention, people were talking about the Council for National Policy and Larry Pratt being a part of that, and it was poo-pooed, oh, that's nothing.
Well, why did Michael Chertoff talk there, okay? The thing is, there is a three-part video on YouTube. There's this little guy who wrote, his name is Josh Reeves. Now, he has been, actually, it's like, where has this guy, how did this guy get past me? It's a three-part video called The Secret Right. This guy called Josh Reeves has done this called The Secret Right. And the thing is, as I've been digging into him on other subjects, he's in Dallas. In fact, he shows the picture of Anson Jones, the relative of AJ, who was the person who established the Masons in Dallas, you know, Dealey Plaza, where JFK was killed, and was the Grand Master.
Oh, so Alex is related to him, huh?
Oh, wait. Oh, you're going to love this. Go to the third video at the 47:50 mark, where he is bragging about how he is, how he has this impressive Protestant heritage. He comes from famous people who helped establish Texas and came over in the Mayflower. And the thing, it's like you have to see this to believe it. Okay? If that's in the third one, where it starts off, this little guy says, a lot of people ask me about Ron Paul and Alex Jones. That's the third one. This is a three-part thing where, like I said, it's fascinating. Now, there's a woman at News with Views who has a great article, too. It's called Saving the Republic, but with a question mark. And she writes on this subject. Her name is Kelly Nelson. And the thing is, to me, John, this shows why we have not been successful.
Hang on a second. You can't hear the bump. Allow me to do my job. Ron, please respond after this break. Renee, don't go away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
Strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
All right, we're back. Renee, you mentioned a name here, Kelly Nelson. Renee?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you mentioned the name Kelly Nelson, and you referred to News with Views. Is this an article that she had posted, Saving the Republic?
Yes, her name is Kelly, is spelled odd, K-E-L-L-E-I-J.
I know who she is. I know who she is.
Do you?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you, Renee. I know who she is. She used to be the producer for Roger Friedenberg.
Who's he?
Roger Friedenberg, at one time, had about 300 radio stations nationwide, decided he wasn't making enough money and dove headlong into the real estate bubble, made some money, and then the damn thing popped on him, and he ended up on this network. And he was...
Okay, so you could probably get her. From this article, she sounds like she'd be real interesting.
Well, I know who she is. She's an ex-Playboy bunny, and she used to call me when I was up in Michigan. She used to call me late at night, and I could tell she was drinking because I could hear the ice cubes clinking in her glass, and she was always in the bathtub when she called me. I don't know why, but...
Well, it says something about, like, she goes way back. She was a Goldwater girl, whatever. Her article is good, but like I said, between that... And there are other clips on YouTube and Josh Reeves, The Secret Right. The thing is, how come all these people that claim to be so different belong to the same club as supposedly the people they tell us are like the bad people. Now, does that make sense to you?
No, and the Council on National Policy was always described as just being a little political organization where you could put your input in. And it was just the who's who of the movers and shakers that their name was attached. But, you know, like the CFR or the Bilderbergs, you know, they just don't have any real power. It's just a meeting of, you know, the press and the wealthy and this and that. And it's nothing.
Well, they're trying to say the same thing about this, and I don't think that's true.
Well, like I said, years ago, I'd had my run-in with Phyllis Schlafly, and she was a member of that as well. Interesting.
Oh, you have no idea how interesting it gets, John. Trust me, this is what you want to do after you're finished with the show. Start looking into this, because I think, for me, it ripped a lot of veils off my eyes where I can see clearly now. I see why certain people are shifting toward a more of a mainstream right wing, kind of leaving off lots of omissions, certain topics, and instead stressing other topics that go more along with the main line and stuff. Things got real clear for me after I found out about this.
Okay, but I'm still trying to determine whether that article she wrote, Saving the Republic, was good or not, because...
Oh, it's good.
Okay, all right, well...
It's good. Apparently, she was some kind of producer or something.
I
don't know, but like I say, if you don't like her, there's plenty out there.
Renee, she used to produce for Roger Fredenberg. I think I said that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, there's plenty other material. That was just one. I thought it was good. And like I say, there's that whole hours of coverage that Josh Reeves does with that The Secret Right thing. But like I said, if, you know, like they tell us, if you know, why they keep the membership list so secret? If they don't have anything to hide and they're just meeting for dinner, why don't they publish the membership list, you know?
Well, it's the same thing, I guess, with secret organizations that really aren't secret that everybody knows about, but they don't know what their main job is, like the Masons and so on and so forth.
Well, exactly.
All right. Renee, thank you for your call. Kelly Nelson once told me, she's Jewish, by the way, and she once, I guess so is Roger Friedenberg, come to think of it. And she once said to me, she said, you know, you need to back off this Jewish thing. She said, you're just a little white Christian boy. They'll crush you. And I said, great. So if I'm understanding what you're saying, it should be the Jews themselves that do away with the bad stuff out there, right? And I didn't get a response to that. Clint in Texas. Hello, Clint.
I was off on a different direction here.
That's okay. You call with whatever you had in mind. I'm not here to shift your direction.
Well, anyways, I was shocked at what I found out when I talked to my county tax office here 2 years ago, and they had me listed as a tenant. And I said,
"Well, yeah, you are."
I went and looked at that, and well, they have to classify you as a tenant, so they can steal your property if you don't pay the property taxes. And I said, well, good. I said, tenant. I said, it doesn't matter whether you look in Black's Law Dictionary or Bouvier's. That's a person or an organization that rents or leases a property or building or whatever for a given purpose. And I said, well, you know, knowing that, you know, I think, well, then, who really owns it? Let them pay the property taxes. Since I own this thing, you know, free and clear, I thought. And nonetheless, this whole thing, all of this has been legal mumbo jumbo. And she said, and my wife was sitting here, and she says, oh, it's just a word, you know, tenant. And I said, well, so is, you know, my female dog, you know, what she is typically called. I said, that's just a word. Does it fit? And my wife was shocked. She said, I can't believe you called her that. I said, well, I sure did, because it's just a word. But the whole thing is a mess. That's how they can take your property if you don't pay the property taxes. Because if you're listed as the owner, you're sacrosanct. You're above all the rest.
And Ron, if I'm speaking correctly here, any mortgage contract will designate you for being the tenant, not the buyer.
And you know, that was passed in 1933, that all property is owned by the state and the people merely get the use of it. This is part of the debtor system. You can't own property as a debtor. You own no property as a debtor.
Because you're
in bankruptcy.
You're a debtor. That's exactly right. Well, and a lot of people have gone the allodial title route, or allodial title. Well, which is the correct pronunciation on that? Allodial?
Allodial title.
Allodial title. Okay.
Yeah.
And some people have gotten... They've gotten good results by getting that allodial title, and now the state doesn't have that jurisdiction, because the problem was before, and how this came to light to me, was somebody was arguing with the state about property taxes, and they said, well, look, what you're doing with the property tax is kind of like Texas here, when they got caught funding the schools through the property taxes, and that was illegal to do, so they had to shift out of that one. But that's how it came to my attention, and you know, my discovery, if you did the 30-year standard fixed mortgage and you paid 3-4 times what the property's actually worth, and for the land and the house and, you know, the toothpaste and the toothbrushes in your bathroom, you know, that should be considered yours, you know, inviolate, that you've paid it off, you've met the terms of that contract, it's yours outright, and nobody should be able to touch it, except for the property tax people. They can come in and sell your castle just to satisfy, you know, that tax bill, and guess what? You don't even get a refund.
Yeah, but one has to look at the logic of this thing. Employees, employers, and all the stuff in between, you agree at the bottom line to accept worthless notes for your labor. So what do you do with your worthless notes? You pay them over for your property and for your groceries and for your PG&E, and that they have no value. So we have to wake up.
Yeah.
We're not paying anything for these things, so why shouldn't we be a tenant on the property?
Yeah, well, much to the chagrin of a lot of people, because there's been a lot of people that have argued with the state over the property tax issue, and it didn't stop the county sheriff from coming with a piece of paper posting on your door and telling you to get your stuff. You got 2 hours to get your stuff out of the house, and you know, we're boarding it up. You know, it's no longer your house anymore. We're evicting you from that property of which you slaved for 30 years, because you really were a slave to the debt system. You slaved those 30 years to pay off and satisfy that contract.
Well, see, this is one of the reasons I tell people, do not fall trap to buying foreclosures or someone else's stolen vehicle by repossession and that. All you do is help the system to continue.
Okay. Is Clint, are you there?
Yeah, still here.
Okay.
I was going to bring up one other issue along the same line, where if you go buy a new car at the dealership,
right,
you have to sign a legal document that you give over custody of that to the state.
It doesn't say that exactly. We got to be careful.
Well, yeah, but that's exactly what it says.
Yeah, you don't get the origin of manufacture. You don't get the manufacturer's title on this. This goes to the state, and the state mails you a certificate of ownership. And then after, if it was through the banks or on a loan system of sorts, you pay that off, and then your title's free and clear. And then they send you certificate of title, but not the title. Yeah.
That's right.
You could get the certificate of manufacturer if you go there, buy the car, and say, I'm not driving it on the highways. I want it put onto this, whatever, the flatbed.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take it with me.
And which precludes them filing for your license plates and registering and doing all that other
exactly
stuff.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Okay.
Because once you hook into that, then it says that, you know, your driver's license and all of that stuff,
mm-hmm.
It says that you're going to play their game their way.
You know, I've never had a problem in a dealership with that, because what I show them is an expired license.
There you go.
And they just look at me and go, well, this is expired. Yeah, but the information's on it's correct. And if they really press me on it, I just tell them I'm not renewing my license. Obviously, because I have an expired one. But it has never stopped me from doing business with any car dealer. You got to know who you're dealing with. They're just a bunch of thieves at heart.
Right.
All right. Hey, Clint, thanks for your call.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's true. I mean, Joyce Rosenwald, I love what she did. God, I wish that lady was still around. You want to talk about a cantankerous Jewish woman. She wasn't having any of it. And once the veil was ripped from her eyes, man, she was one of the best assets out there. And this is the woman that she's driving down a road one day, a highway, and, well, she hit a deer. And it was going to cost a lot of money to fix that car, so she decided to bill the state. And they couldn't get out of it because the deer belonged to the state. So it was their property that ruined her property.
Love it.
And she had a claim against it. They couldn't wriggle out of it. They paid to have her car repaired.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what, you know.
Love that.
I miss this lady. I really do. She was
thinking out of the box.
Yes, she was. Well, actually, in the box.
Oh, in the box.
Yeah. Yeah, the rest of us are outside of that box, or they're, hopefully we stay outside the box. Because getting in that box and looking what it really is, it is the Matrix.
Yeah.
Mike in South Carolina. Hello, Mike.
Hello, John. Hi, Ronald.
Hi.
Hey, Mike.
In some ways, Rosenwald, she's still around. She's left some pieces that people keep picking up on.
Yeah, yeah.
John, if you don't mind, I got what I really called in for. I need to ask Tom in Florida and also Jim in Arkansas. If either one of them are listening, Tom in Florida and Jim in Arkansas, if you'll call the RVN board up, get my phone number. I need to get in touch with you real quick.
Do you have an email? That'd be a lot easier.
Well, I do, but my eyes won't allow me to read certain things, John. I got some things that have happened to me. A doctor got a hold of me.
I don't mind doing that, Mike, but some people, because another listener wants their phone number or wants to get in contact with them, some of them are okay with that and some are not. So I'm not promising anything, but the two people that you wanted were whom?
Tom in Florida and Jim in Arkansas.
Okay, and you want them to contact you, and what, do you mind my asking what this is about since you're using me as a conduit?
Yeah, a couple things we're trying to piece together, but to kind of get a little group together. Frank in North Carolina and Mark in Philadelphia, we all have a small little group.
It's okay.
Kind of a private one.
All right.
And we're giving contributions to as much as we possibly can, and there are only certain types of people we're going to deal with.
Okay.
And, that's part of what I need to get in touch with them about.
Okay. All right. Well,
there's two more things I want to pass
okay,
on.
Okay. Now, hold on a second. Mike, hold on a second. All right, so you guys, you heard Mike's call. If you want to call back into the network, and I'm assuming, Mike, you're going to leave your phone number with the board op?
They're waiting right now, yes.
I'm sorry, say that again?
They're waiting for them, yes. I've already given to the board op.
Okay, all right, great. All right.
And they're really good. They all know me, and they know I'm not a flake, okay?
Okay.
Here's what I kind of called in for, and Ron's kind of right in line with this, because what he's doing is really good stuff. But there's two things that people have to realize, John, and I've detected it in what you were saying today, and that is that everybody's expecting that this economy to turn around and get better, and so everybody can be employed, and it gets back to its sizzling little 20, 30 years of
Hey, white man. No. Don't lay that one on me, because I don't believe that. Neither does Ron. if you're speaking about the population in general out there, yeah, okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
What's really the truth, John, and you are correct, is that this economy is not going to get better. It's going to get much worse. There's a reason for it. The natural resources are not there to sustain another demand on populations. Our standard of living was really high. And that's another reason why powers to be brought down and took away all the jobs and put them in China, because they got greedy. They don't want to pay for the unions. They don't want to pay for lawyer fees, the EPA requirements, the retirement, the bonuses. They don't pay for that anymore. So I think at one time, John, and you know this better than I do, up in Michigan, in the transmission shops, wasn't the average salary up there per hour like $32?
You know, I don't remember because I didn't visit that many transmission shops.
They're bringing the cost down as far as they can, and that's why I shifted everything out.
Okay, again. Mike, are you in reference to the people that manufactured them or repair shops?
I'm just in the cost of a good mechanic or a transmission, and not just transmissions. The cost per hour to get somebody.
Hell, I don't know because
they want to bring down as far as they possibly. That's why these H-1B visas are coming, are bringing other teachers back into this country to outsource all of our people in engineering and teaching and whatever else they can do. This is happening as we speak right now. This is why they're bringing down. They want the cost per hour brought down as far as they possibly can.
Yeah.
And they don't want any more BS out there. The earth cannot.
All right, hang on a second. You can't hear it, but I gotta break. Mike, I don't know if you can hear me, but I'll be right back.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-LANDHO1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at LANDHO.TV. LANDHO.TV right now.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We are back. Quickly here, folks. We're about $3,500 short. That's on the short side, fat side, $4,000 short of our pledge drive here. So if you've not donated or you have in the past and haven't recently, or how about if you never have? Well, this would be a perfect way to ante up for an important endeavor such as we're running here. Call us here at the network, 800-724-2719. Hit 3 when prompted. You'll get our If you've never been introduced to our smiling board op here, the man that can really multitask, 800-724-2719. Make a donation. Hit extension 3 or go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. At the top, you will see the donate button. Hit the donate button right underneath the banner. It says, because you can handle the truth. Click on that. Go to our PayPal and make a good donation, please. All right, Mike, we're running out of time here.
Sorry about the donations. There are many other hosts on this RVN that are very, very savvy, very good people.
Yes, they
are.
You
can get invaluable information from them. You want to keep RVN around. Now, John, the recovery is not going to happen. We already know that.
It's because of the death.
Another thing you want to keep an eye on is depopulation. Mm. It's very important. That's what the alternative motive is depopulation. These politicians that we have for presidential nominees, so to speak, it reminds me of a NASCAR race where every day you wake up and all of a sudden there's a new person leading the pack, you know, around in a circle and a circle and a circle. It's just a joke. The people who control these presidential candidates are behind the scenes. Either government more than puppets. You go in to vote. That electronic voting machine is rigged. Don't even bother to do that.
Right.
And Ron, I'd like to also say, not to take away from anything you do, and you really do a lot of good stuff, is that I don't know why people want to play in the sandbox called the courtrooms, because 60 to 70% of those people in there are all members of the Kosher Rat Pack.
Yeah, Mike, that's because he knows how to use the law against him. That's why. And not everybody can go in and represent themselves, and you can hold a gun to an attorney that you hire to do what you want him to do in a court, and he'll tell you to go fly a kite. He wants to maintain his bar license. I'm running out of time. Mike, I'm running out of time, Mike. I've got to go. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
I was wondering, do you know of any other commodity, you know, as silver and gold and oil and all that, that has paper contracts like silver and gold?
Not that I'm aware of. And silver and platinum and gold can be used in commercial processes, but that's what they refer to when they refer to it as a commodity.
Correct.
It's not money.
Yeah, but I was just wondering if there was any other, from what I heard, the silver is what, 100 to 1?
Oh, yeah, the contracts, they've been oversold 200-300. Who the hell knows?
Right. Yeah, I was just wondering if there was another one. So it's all a scam.
It is all a scam. It's the Matrix. They set the standards. They set the policy. They tell you what goes and what doesn't and how to look at it.
You can't beat them.
Yeah, you can.
You can't beat them.
Yeah, we can. Tossing out their system. Get rid of the God-blessed banks.
Yes.
Okay? Yes, it can be fixed. All right.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, thank you, John. I appreciate your call. Ron McDonald, thanks, my friend. Every Monday you're here.
You're welcome.
Without fail. By the way, how's the father-in-law doing?
A lot better.
Good. Well, let's keep everybody healthy because I miss you when you're not here.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right, folks. And again, please contribute to the network. We got miles to go before any of us can get a good night's sleep. I think you know what I mean. Call us, 800-724-2719. Hit extension 3. Give generously. Give now. Give today. Because I ain't got anything else left to give. You know what we're doing. You know what we're about. Support us.